Masechet Bikurim, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Me'ila, Bavli, Daf Yerdalad. We begin in Masechet Bikurim at the beginning of Masechta, Daf Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah. Yesh Mevi'im, Bikurim, V'Koyrim. Mevi'im, Yesh V'Lekoyrim, V'Yesh She'ena Mevi'im. Some bring Bikurim and recite the parasha, some bring and don't recite, and some do not bring. Eile She'en Mevi'im, Hanoyte B'Seich Shaloi, Ve'Vichoi B'Seich Shal Yochid, Oy B'Seich Shal Rabim, V'Chen Amavich B'Seich Shal Yochid, Oy Mitoich Harabim, L'Teich Shaloi. The following don't bring. One who plants in his land and was mavrich means he inserted a branch into the ground and new growth comes out of the ground elsewhere into land of another individual or the rabbim, or one who is mavrich from land of an individual or rabbim into his own. Hanoteh b'sech shaloi v'amavrich b'sech shaloi v'derech ha'yocho v'derech ha'rabim v'emsa ha'reizeh en ha'mevi. One who plants in his and was mavrich into his and an individual's path or a public path is in the middle, he does not bring. Rav Yehuda omer mevi. Rav Yehuda says he does bring. Me'ivah tam ena mevi, mishum shenema arishis bikuri ad moscha tavi, as you kol hagidulim me ad moscha. Why did he not bring according to the chachomim? It's due to the pasuk that says in Shmoyis perichof gimri pasuk yutef, the beginning of the first fruits of your land, and we learn from there, all the growth must be from your land. The Gemara says, yesh mevi'im, chulei, anateh b'sech shaloi, v'amavech b'sech shal yochid, oylatech shal rabim, afilu minazakena ena mevi. The Gemara says that some bring, one who plants in his and was mavrich into an individual or rabbim's, he does not bring even from the old, original tree. Hamavrich mitoich shal yochid, amitoich shal rabbim, lotoich shaloi, afilu min hayalda, eina mevi. One who is mavrich from land of an individual or rabbim into his own does not bring even from the young, means the new tree that emerged in the ground. Hadar amar, kishem shal yalda, chayim min hazakena, kach hazakena, chayim min hayalda. And we infer that just like the young lives, means nurtures from the old, so the old nurtures from the young, and this is why he may not bring even from the part in his land. Am Rav Yochanan kulhen mishum, shizei b'toras gazlan yad lehen. Rav Yochanan says that all of these don't bring because they entered others' land in the status of a gazlan, they're stealing. Am Rav Yosi masnisa amra, it should say, me'eza tam eina mishum shinem marishis b'kuri amasra. Rav Yosi has a second opinion, he says our Mishnah gives the reason why he doesn't bring, because it says Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscha, and it has to be entirely your land, and it's not your land. Tani im Hivrich Roshus Mevi Rekira. The Vaisa says if he was Mavrich with permission, he brings them aside. Rav Yosi B'Shem Rav Imi, Behu Shenosam Roshus La'olam Ha L'Shar Loi. Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Imi, said this is if the owner gave to him permanent permission to leave it there, but if it was temporary, then not. Rav Yona B'Shem Rav Imi, Afil L'Shar. Rav Yona, quoting Rav Imi, said it's even if it was temporary. Chayla de Biona min Hado, Ayachifa bo Sheikh Ma'ora, Koitseth, the Yerid, the Aidsim Shaloi. We are source, Rav Yona brings this from a Mishnah, if one was digging a bo, a Sheikhoi Ma'ora, which is pits of different shapes, and he encountered roots of another tree, another person's tree, he cuts and he descends and the wood is his. The Aidsim Mela Shahain, is the wood not temporary, it's only until the neighbor digs a pit, and still he brings them aside, and the same should apply to Avracha. Ma Abadla Rav Yosi, how does Rav Yosi explain this? Shoroshim shedorchem lachlif la'olam, ekimen shedorchem lachlif la'olam hein. He answers that normally roots always regenerate. Since they grow back and he has permission for them to be in his neighbor's land, this is called permanent. Havachah won't grow back. I'm Rabbi Mana, most of the Yochanan Messiah la'aba. Rabbi Mana says that Rabbi Yochanan's teaching supports my father, Rabbi Yona. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan kulhen mishum, v'teres gazlan yoldu lahem. Rabbi Yochanan said, all of these don't bring because they entered into the status of a gazlan. And here, since he gave him permission, albeit even temporarily, he is not considered a gazlan.